AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A spectacular natural gas explosion today along Highway 99 north of Fresno, California, is now under control.
There was an explosion at the sheriff's office shooting range in which there's been a large fire that has now been put out.
11 people were hurt, 3 critically, but Sheriff Margaret Mims says help was on the scene right away for a county employee and inmates who were working nearby.
There were 2 deputy sheriffs next to a building when the explosion occurred about 400 feet away. They immediately went to the aid of the inmates as well as the front loader operator.
The cause is under investigation, but it's believed that front end loader may have dinged the gas line. President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were targets today at a GOP leadership summit in Nashua, New Hampshire. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican presidential candidate, said Obama's foreign policy isn't dealing with problems around the world.
We have a president that's eviscerated our military capabilities and withdrawn America from the world because he believes we are the cause of these problems, not the solution to these problems.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who has yet to declare his candidacy, says America's adversaries are taking advantage of a White House that doesn't stand up on key issues.
We have a weak president who has weakened our country. And they are taking advantage of that in every way they possibly can. We can no longer afford to have weakness in the Oval Office.
Former New York Governor George Pataki says Hillary Clinton will run a campaign of fear.
She doesn't have a growth agenda. She doesn't have a positive agenda. She's going to try to frighten people, you know, that we're against the middle class, we're against women, we're against gays, we're against immigrants, we're against workers.
This is AP Radio News. A volunteer deputy charged with manslaughter in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is apologizing to the dead man's family, saying what happened was an accident.
My taser is right here.
73-year-old Robert Bates says he thought he was pulling out his stun gun when he instead grabbed his handgun and fired at Eric Harris as deputies restrained him after an alleged undercover gun deal.
The laser light is the same on each weapon. I saw the light and I squeezed the trigger. And then realized I dropped the gun.
What was he thinking?
Oh, my God, what has happened?
Bates says he's read of similar incidents.
You must believe me, it can happen to anyone.
And despite questions, he tells the Today Show he is certified to be a reserve deputy. I'm Rita Foley.
White Maryland police officers fatally tased a black man less than 24 hours ago when they caught him at a home he had allegedly broken into. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.